Turl let the discs spin one after another. The effect was everything he had hoped for. Numph looked grayer and grayer. When the discs were finished, Numph poured himself a saucepan full of Kerbango and sucked it down in one whoosh. Then he just sat there. If ever he had seen guilt, Turl decided, he was seeing it now. Numph's eyes were hunted.
Therefore, I advise that we keep all this secret. We must not let them know what each is actually thinking, for it would lead them to conspire and actually mutiny.
Yes.
Good. I have prepared certain papers and orders about this.
He put the sheaf on Numph's desk.
The first one is an order to me to take what measures I deem necessary to handle this matter.
Yes,
said Numph, and signed it.
The second one is to strip all arsenals of all mine sites and keep all weapons under lock and key.
Yes,
said Numph, and signed it.
This next one is to retrieve any battle planes from other mine sites and localize them under seals, except those I might need.
Yes,
said Numph, and signed it. Turl removed that which had been signed and left Numph staring at the next one.
What's this?
Authority to round up and train man-animals on machine operation so that company ore shipments can be kept rolling in event of deaths of company employees or refusals to work.
I don't think it's possible.
It's only a threat to force employees back to work. You know, and I know, it's not really feasible.
Numph signed it doubtfully, and only because it said, Emergency Plan, Strategic Alternative Ploy, Objective, Employee Dissuasion from Strike. And then, Turl made his blunder. He took the signed authorization and added it to the rest.
It permits us to handle forced reduction of employees,
he commented. Afterward, he realized he need not have said a thing.
Oh?
Said Numph.
And I am sure...
Turl had gone on, confirming his blunder.
I am very certain that your nephew Nipe would heartily approve of it.
Approve of what?
Reduction of employee numbers.
Turl rattled on. And then Turl saw it. There was a relieved look on Numph's face, a knowing look. A look of realization that gave Numph great satisfaction.
Yeah.
Numph gave Turl an almost amused study. Relief seemed to soak into him. Confidence took the place of fear. Turl knew he had messed it up. He had had only a hint of the leverage connected to Nipe. And right now, he had been guilty of exposing that he was only pretending he knew. Numph knew that Turl really didn't know. And Turl never had really known what Numph was up to. A real blunder.
Well,
said Numph, suddenly expansive.
You just run along now and do your job. I'm sure everything will work out just fine.
Turl stopped outside the door. What the blast was the leverage? What was the real story behind it? Numph was no longer afraid. Turl could hear him chuckling. The security chief threw off the black cloud that threatened. He moved off. At least he had the animals, and he could carry on. And when he had finished with them, he could vaporize them. He wished he could also vaporize Numph. Leverage! Leverage! He had none on Numph. And he had none at all on the animal. Turl would have to get busy.
End of CD 6.